With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. Crime victims should get expanded rights under a constitutional amendment that qualified for the Montana ballot today. Corin Cates Carney reports.
What's known as Marcy's Law would require authorities to inform victims or their families of key developments related to their perpetrators, like when they might get out of jail. Victims would also get input on those developments. Charles Deneau is working with a national organization that's advocating for a law like this across the country. Deneau says Montana is one of 18 states that doesn't have constitutional-level protection for crime victims.
Many people don't realize right now in Montana, victims of crime do not have constitutional rights similar to the rights that people who are accused of crimes or convicted of crimes have.
Secretary of State officials say the Citizens Initiative for Marcy's Law has qualified for the ballot this fall. That required gathering more than 45,000 signatures from 40 legislative districts. You can find a link to the text of this proposed constitutional amendment on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A lawyer from the state is asking a judge to fine and remove from office Bozeman State Representative Art Wittig, whom he says committed the most serious violation of campaign laws in Montana history. Special Attorney General Gene Gerussi said in a court filing today that the Bozeman Republican should be fined $144,900. Gerussi says Wittig should be removed from office and barred from running again until he pays the fine and corrects his campaign finance reports. An investigator with the Montana Human Rights Bureau says there is no reason to believe that Lee Enterprises discriminated against former Missoulian editor Sherry Devlin. Devlin filed a complaint alleging that the company discriminated against her based on her age and sex by demoting her, reducing her pay, and hiring a younger, less qualified man to replace her. Investigator Dennis Unsworth says his investigation found publisher Mark Heintzelman set a high standard for the leadership style he wanted in the newsroom, and that both he and Devlin determined she wasn't suited to that style of leadership. In February, Devlin filed a wrongful discharge lawsuit against Lee Enterprises, alleging her work conditions were so intolerable that she was forced to resign in November 2015. That case is still pending. Unsworth issued his findings on April 22nd. The recent sunny warm weather is taking a toll on Montana's mountain snowpack. The Natural Resources Conservation Service says our snowpack peaked in early April. According to water supply specialist Lucas Zukowitz, that's 1 to 2 weeks ahead of normal.
Which is potentially going to have impacts on us later in the season. We generally want to see a peak later and melt out more slowly. The clear sunny skies coupled with those above normal and even record temperatures that we had through the month really started our transition to snowmelt well ahead of schedule. So we're moving water earlier than we typically do, which is going to have impacts on us as we get further in the summer and we don't have that slow release of mountain water.
Zukowitz says the quality of this year's snow beat almost all expectations. The snow water equivalent exceeded last year in all basins except one, North Central Montana's Sun Teton Marias Basin. Water users there are being warned to prepare for well below average stream flows later this year. A huge Montana nature reserve is adding a 47,000-acre historic ranch to its patchwork of lands along the Missouri River. It marks a major step in a privately funded effort to stitch together a Connecticut-sized park on the Great Plains where bison and other wildlife can roam free. Sales terms were not disclosed. The PN Cattle Ranch was founded in the late 1800s and had been listed for more than $20 million. Most of Montana's river basins didn't get as much rain and snow as normal last month. According to the Natural Resources Conservation Service, only the headwaters main stem around Helena could muster average precipitation in April. Water supply specialist Lucas Zukowitz says El Nino did not stifle our winter rain and snow nearly as much as expected.
And the really big impact that we've had has been these above normal temperatures. We've seen these persistent ridges of high pressure, which bring warm air in from the south, these clear sunny days that we've been having, and that puts a lot of energy into the snowpack, which has really started to transition our snowpack towards the melt phase and our spring runoff earlier than normal.
March's above normal precipitation helped buffer last month's lower than normal totals. As of May 1st, most of Montana's basins are near to slightly above average for the first time of the year. The only major exception is the Sun Teton Marias Basin, which is 80% of average. This is the second year in a row that basin has received well below normal winter and spring snowfall. Fire managers say they're concerned about northern central Montana's dry conditions. Governor Steve Bullock's office has released hundreds of pages of emails from the governor's private account that deal with official state business. The emails released today show the Democratic governor used a private email address for official communications on a wide variety of topics, from his proposed state budget and legislation to lighting the Capitol at night. For more Montana news, check out our website at mtpr.org. And for Montana news on the go, download the NPR One app. From Montana Public Radio, I'm Sean Robb. Thanks for listening.